We check in with Ron Fournier, and he is brought to you by Varnum Law, business law experts that are in your corner. Visit varnumlaw.com, V-A-R-N-U-M, varnumlaw.com. Good morning, Ron. I hope you had a nice holiday.
Good morning. I hope you did, too.
Yes, Paul. This is Paul here, Ron. Hello.
Good morning.
Meanwhile, I'm wondering, overall, how it is that there is some sort of move afoot to make plumbers sexy again.
Yeah, it's a kind of a catchy headline that we wrote.
It certainly was.
It came out of a meeting we had with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They asked Cranes to put together a roundtable of Detroit business folks, and it was supposed to be about economic growth. So a lot of issues were on the table. But what they kept coming back to was this big demand we have for skilled trades, and why is it we're pushing so many young Michiganders into four-year colleges and not towards what can be very lucrative and important skilled trades.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of what you said. You were kind of hired to do a little study, and what we have found, because I read the study last night on your plumbers thing, is that we really do have a problem. Overall, the problem has been, at least the way people are looking at this now, is we've always suggested that people go to college instead of having these wonderful skills that are extremely important and very useful, and that we are lacking in people to take certain highly skilled jobs that don't require college but require some special training. And these are good jobs. Some of these jobs you start out at, after maybe being apprentice, you $70,000 to $100,000. I mean, it's pretty astonishing.
Yeah, we have to kind of turn on its head what began a few years ago, where political leaders and business leaders encouraged parents and kids to make sure that kids went to a four-year college. That's great for a lot of kids, but for many young Michiganders, they're better off going into a skills trade. They can make a lot of money, and there are jobs that we're going to need in the 21st century.
Well, they certainly are, and I know the work we do with the various unions in our area, and when we get up to Mackinac Island and feature some of their work, and well, throughout the year, there's always a need, and we talk about it, and there's also great apprentice programs, apprenticeships that are available, and how do we get ourselves out of the mindset that it's college that's the goal for everyone?
Well, it's interesting, this group of leaders that we put together for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said we have to have kind of that pure Michigan type of marketing campaign to make these trades sexy to millennials, for them to understand that it's cool to be a plumber, it's cool to work on robotics. Somebody in this next 50 years has to know how to repair the robots.
Well, and in our case, too, the great news is we have so much construction that's going on, and we found this to be the case in the district and the new arena, that when it was first complained that we didn't have enough, quote-unquote, Detroiters in the percentage of mix for the laborers, we found that we didn't have enough laborers in the various areas that we needed them, the specializations. They didn't exist.
Yeah, which is a, it's the unintended consequences of creating policies that push so many kids to four-year colleges, and now we have a demand for these jobs and a lot of young Michiganders who could really use them. We need to match these skills up with the jobs.
Also, we see in a fine story by Chad Livengood in Crane's Detroit Business, the current issue, Detroit's water department preparing to scale back a controversial stormwater drainage fee after backlash from businesses and churches that got hit with a hefty $750 per acre monthly charge. What else can you tell us about that, Ron?
Well, it's a huge headache for Mayor Duggan. As you know, the African-American churches in Detroit are a powerful, powerful political force. Mayor Duggan wants to be elected again. he's got to be careful when this drainage tax is seen as a tax on those churches. So the pastors and church leaders have risen up, and the mayor has responded by kind of phasing in this fee, which is intended to make our a little bit more environmentally sound policy.
Well, interesting to follow that along the way. Anytime anybody cuts back on fees, that's a good thing, I think, as long as they can still do what they need to do and whatever those fees were supposed to cover. Anything else we need to know in the current issue of Crane's Detroit Business, Ron?
There's a nice column by the chairman of the board, Keith Crane, about telling the administration in Washington that it's a great idea to try to have all of our products made in America, but that's really not reasonable in a global economy. Interesting little take.
And I found it interesting what Keith Crane had to say, too, about still convincing us, all of us, to buy American.
Yeah, you know, if you buy American, you're supporting your neighbors.
Right,
but
absolutely.
You know, in a global economy, very few products are made entirely in America.
Absolutely right. All right, Ron, thanks very much on this Monday morning. Ron Fournier and Crane's Detroit Business, hot on the presses and off the presses and online for you as well. And brought to you by Varnum Law, business law experts that are in your corner. Visit varnumlaw.com. That's V-A-R-N-U-M. Varnumlaw.com.